Amen. If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Isaiah chapter 40. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 31, the last verse of the chapter is what we'd like to read tonight for our text. Amen. And I don't know what it is, but Brother Andrew's just nailing me today. I mean, I praise God that, you know, you always look for a little nugget, God, to toss you so you know you're on the right path. This morning he done that, got up and sung, and he was just in the right path, and he got up there tonight and got up there and he's just in the right path. I mean, just saying the Lord, just like he's saying, okay, you're all right, go ahead. Amen, I appreciate that. Appreciate mine and the Lord. But the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, and I try not to be too lengthy. I was traveling the other day, and I was going down the road, and I had the windows down, and I was just talking to the Lord, and the Lord was talking to me, and he began to give me a thought, and I had a little receipt in the car, and I began to jot down a little outline that God gave me on the back of I believe it was a Bojangles or a McDonald's receipt, and God began to give me a couple of little thoughts, and I want to just share those with you tonight. If God will be our help for just a little while, and encourage your heart, help us realize, praise God, who we are, and where we're going. And I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought. It's worth the wait. Amen. It's worth the wait. As we look at this tonight, and we can see God Almighty speaking here to Isaiah, and God is using him in a mighty way. And Isaiah comes down here in verse 31 of Isaiah chapter 40, and he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I want to say, praise God, when we just wait on the Lord, praise God, we will be strong. Amen. I want to say tonight that it's worth the wait. Amen. As we look at this and we see how good God is and what God's done for, he's already manifested himself in so many ways that you can't help but like one or two of them. Amen. He encourages in so many different ways, praise God. You can't help but like what he does. Amen. Amen. There are a lot of obstacles in this world, but praise God, there's a lot of good stuff too. And as we wait on the Lord, praise God, the Bible says when we wait, as we wait, we renew our strength. Amen. He said, I'm glad that we can wait on. Now that don't mean just sit on the stool and do nothing. It don't mean to just sit down on your haunches and wait on God. But it means to be waiting as a waiter. Amen? It means to be waiting. While we're waiting, then it's about waiting. It's about a waiter. It's about moving for God. It's about working for the Lord. It's about looking to God for everything that we need. Realizing, praise God, he's the author and finisher of our faith. And while we're waiting, praise God, we're just looking for him and desire that he strengthens us and brings us along. Since I got in on this journey, I ain't ever found no place to quit. Amen? It just gets sweeter farther on. But why is that? He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall. I'm glad right there he didn't say you might. He said you could. He said, or if you do this or you do that. But he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He said, they strength are coming, praise God. Where does it come from? Hey, pray, if it comes from anywhere, it's going to come from the throne of grace. Amen. Amen. God's going to pour it out upon us. He's going to give us that we need, that we might be encouraged. Amen. So where does that come from? Well, number one, it comes from the blood of the high priest. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, was that great high priest. And he shed his blood for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He took it there, praise God, as an ultimate sacrifice for the sins of the world. Amen. I'm glad tonight we've got a great high priest. Amen. I'm trusting on him. Praise God. He takes all of our objects. Praise God. I'm glad I don't have to sit in a booth and talk to some man behind a curtain who ain't even got enough sense to turn his collar around by a straight. And amen. And he claims he can take my sin from me. I want to say there's only one, amen, that can take my sin from me, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. But the good God of glory, amen, He's good. He is our great high priest. There's only one. Amen. We have one mediator between God and man, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A mediator of one. Praise God. Why is that, preacher? God, we don't need no other. Amen. He's all sufficient. Amen. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14, the Bible says this, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. That guy, that great high priest, it's because of him, and praise God, it's because of the blood that he shed on Calvary that we have redemption. Amen. Amen. We have redemption. We've been redeemed. Amen. What does that mean to me? To me and you, that means, praise God, we've been bought with a price. Amen. Little Sarah back there, amen, asked the Lord to save her sport. Praise God, the price has been paid. He ransomed her, praise God. Amen. He paid the price for many, many years ago. Just like He paid the price for me and you on the cross of Calvary when He shed His blood, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. How did we get there? Amen. Romans 3 and 25, He said, through faith in His blood. Amen. Romans 3 and 25 said, it's through faith in His blood. That's how we get there. Amen. It's trust in the blood of Jesus Christ that He shed that blood. Amen. Why? Because for me and you. Amen. He shed it for me and you, praise God. He didn't shed it for the Pharisees and the Sadducees and those deniers and rejectors. They could have had it if they wanted, but He shed it for those who would believe on Him.
Amen.
Amen. He shed it, praise God. He shed His blood. It was through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we got in. And it was because that shed the blood that He became that great high priest. I'm glad I've got a high priest now. I'm glad I've got an advocate with the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Which is Christ Jesus. Bless His holy name. But not only did he shed it through the faith, it's through faith in His blood, but Romans 5 and 9 said we're justified by His blood. Amen. We were justified by, but just as if we had never sinned.
Amen.
Amen. We know we have. We know we're wicked, just wicked as the devil himself. Amen. But we didn't deserve nothing Christ done for us, but He done it anyway. Why? How could somebody do that for me and you? Because He first loved us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus first loved us and that He gave Himself for us. Amen. We're justified through His blood. It's because that blood that was shed, praise God, that made us just as if we had never sinned.
Amen.
Just as if we had never committed the atrocities that we've committed. These people today that say, well, you know, preacher, I'm not really that bad. Yeah, but the thing is, you're not really that good. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you say, what do you mean? I'm a pretty good person. You're not good enough. Amen. But it's because of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that we have that blessed hope tonight. Amen. We have that, praise God. He shed that blood on the cross of Calvary. There's been a lot of sacrifice. A lot of critters had to die to push them back. Amen. But Jesus died once. One time. For all the sins of humanity.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't see if that'd be enough. It's plenty.
Amen.
Amen. It's plenty, praise God. It paid the price. We've been redeemed by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We've been bought. We've been paid for. Bless His holy name. Amen. It's going to be, hey, that makes it worth the wait. Realize, praise God, He done that for me and you. It's worth the wait, amen. Hey, it ain't going to be long, praise God, that we're going to be with Him where He is, and we can tell Him how much we appreciate Him.
Amen.
How do you know? Because the Bible says that we're going to be taken up. Amen. He said it ain't going to be very long that we're going to be taken up out of here. So, like Brother Watts was there Friday morning. Amen. What does that mean, preacher? That means that at one of these days, the wait's going to be over. Amen. I'm anticipating, Brother Aaron, when the wait's over. When the waiting's finished. I hate waiting. I'm one of the most impatient. Well, let me take that back. I'm getting better. I used to be one of the most impatient people there was. I didn't like to wait for nothing. Amen? But I guess as I'm getting older, I'm slowing down, so it don't mind waiting because usually I get there a little later anyway. Amen? Things are happening before I get there. But praise God, I'm glad that one of these days that wait's going to be over. We're waiting now. We're waiting on the Lord, praise God, while we're working for it. But praise God, one of these days, the wait's going to be over. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Bible tells us that now we're waiting. But one day the wait will be over. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51, he said, "Behold," pay attention, "I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Amen. Glory be to God. What does that mean, preacher? In one of these days, the wait's going to be over. Glory be to God. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, before you can say scat, amen, we're going to go out of here. We're going to be changed. Hey, praise God. What a blessing it's going to be. This old corrupt but put in corruption. And praise God, this old mortal put on immortality. Glory be to God. We'll be like Superman. Hey, glory. Better than Superman. Okay, kryptonite won't affect us. Hey, glory. We can be able to move about and praise God in liberty. Praise God and glorify God. Amen. One of these days, the wait's going to be over and we won't have to worry about having these old bodies a hindrance to hold us down. Amen. We're going to get away from them. They're going to be gone. Praise the Lord. In a moment, in a twinkling eye, how quick is that? He said a twinkling of eyes, I think 1/100th of a second. Man, that's pretty quick. I mean, it's a whole lot faster. It's not even a blink of the eye. Hey, man. You know when you have them little spasms? Yeah. Amen. He said, it's going to be quick. Why? You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we need to be ready. Amen. We need to be waiting. But I want to say, praise God, it's going to be worth the wait. Praise His holy name. Because one of these days, in just a little while, we're going to be taken up and the wait's going to be over. Bless the Lord. You say, when's that going to take place? Whenever the Lord sends for that holy escort. Amen. I got to thinking about that holy escort. You know, over in Luke chapter 16, you remember the story of a rich man and Lazarus? Now, this isn't a parable because in a parable, God never used a real man, a real person, gave a real name. So what does that mean? That means he was talking about a real incident, something that happened. Amen? And he said there was a certain rich man who lived lavishly every day, clothed in purple and fine linen. Amen? And he said there was a beggar named Lazarus that sat at his door. And as the Bible says, in the process of time, that the rich man died and that Lazarus died. But the difference between that rich man and Lazarus is when that rich man died, they were just carried off into hell. But that old Lazarus, the Bible said that the angels came along. Praise God. I'm talking about real glory. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost, a holy escort come along. Praise God. I want to say it's going to be worth the wait when they come down and they scoop us up, praise God, to escort us off to glory. Amen. The Bible says they rejoice in heaven at the death of a saint. We ever get a hold of that just right, you'll take you a spell. Amen. I believe, Brother Dean, when a child of God, I mean, talking about somebody that really loves the Lord, when they die, they go out of here, that body, when that body goes back to the dust, when that life's breath is expelled from our body, I believe something takes place in glory. Amen. I believe the portals of glory is opened up, and I think something takes place so magnificent. If we could see it, it'd blow our minds. Amen. Praise God. There's some rejoicing taking place. Hey, glory be to God. Those angels of God, praise God. Holy angels come down and take those bodies back to be with God. Amen. I'm talking about a holy escort. One of these days, in a little while, praise God, Brother Jeff, the Lord's going to come down. He's going to give us a holy escort into the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll be, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it'll be worth the wait. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, last Saturday we went over to fair and some of these kids ain't got good sense. They's riding them rides and fling you around and try to fling your guts out and all these other things. And boy, they was enjoying that. But I want to tell you one day, Landon, let me tell you something. One of these days there's going to be a ride that's out of this world. Glory be to God. One of these days the Holy Ghost of God is going to sweep down to where you're at. Josh, they're going to pick you up and carry you off into glory. Amen. And praise God. You'll be seeing that glory be God. Things that's so spectacular, glory be to God. It'll make those rides look like nothing, glory be to God. As you swoop through the galaxies, swoop through the Milky Way, and the way's been opened up, glory be to God, as you swoop through there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That holy escort, I'm telling you, it's going to be worth the wait. I'm excited about the ride myself. Amen. I don't like them gut-wrenching, gut-slinging, head-banging things. Amen. I ain't in on that. I can't stand that no more. But boy, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to that ride. Amen. When the Holy Ghost, praise God, when them holy angels come escort me out of here, take me up to be with my Lord. Hey, praise God, everything I go through here, it'll be worth the wait. Amen. Praise the Lord, it'll be all right. Amen. They come down to get me. But then then we're going to go up to a righteous judgment. Bible says there'll be a righteous judgment over there. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 said, "And in righteousness he doth judge and make war." Amen. At the end of this wait, they're going to swoop us up out of here. Hey, we're going to go up into the very presence of God. And the next thing you know, praise God, you won't no more get over that ride and you'll be going, "Woo!" Amen. And then you'll look up and you say, "Woo!" Because there'll be the Lord. Amen. Be standing in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. Hey, can you imagine? Standing, the Bible says, in the presence of a righteous judge. So what does that mean to me and you? Praise God, He's going to judge right. Amen. I'm glad I'm serving one today. I'm glad. You say you believe Jesus is going to be doing the judging. The Bible says Jesus will be the judge. Amen. Said, all judgment be committed to the Son. Amen. He's going to stand as our righteous judge. That means He's going to judge right. Amen. What does that mean for me and you? Praise God, He's going to condemn, make war against all that's wrong. Amen. God, hey, I don't know what this world, how they figure, but God still hates sin. Amen. Any sin, praise God, it won't enter into the kingdom of heaven. It'll be taken care of before you ever go in. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I hear people all the time say, "Well, you know, we're going to go to heaven. We're going to float around there for a while. And then after a while, we're going to be judged." Hey, I want to tell you, you're going to be judged when you get there, praise God. They ain't going to, hey, listen, you can't go into heaven with sin in your life. Amen. We got to leave it at the door. Amen. Amen. We got to leave that door. We can't. There's no sin going to enter to heaven. Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord. He'll be taken care of by a righteous judge. He'll take care of that when we come into His presence. Amen. He'll make war against that. He's still doing that today. He's speaking to us. Praise God. He's showing us right. And sometimes sometimes when we want to go off on our own and do our own thing, why we have such a difficult time. Amen. Because God, the righteous judge, is making war, is having war against what we're trying to do. Amen. That's why we just seek His will, praise God, and say glory to God all the way to the house. Amen. Because what God, the way He judges, praise God, will be right. Amen. Amen. It will be right. He's not going to make no mistake. You say, "Well, preacher, I thought that would be okay." Well, you may have thought so. I may have thought so. But if God says no, then it's wrong. Amen. So, but when we get there, it'll be worth it all, because He's going to get rid of everything that ever hinders, everything that God. Amen. He's going to judge it. He's going to get rid of it right there. He's going to take care of every bit of it right there. He's going to judge us for what we've done since we've been saved. Amen. See, this is a judgment of saved people. It's not a judgment of lost people. He's going to judge us for those things that we did after we were saved. He's judging us for rewards. Amen. Amen. The sins have been taken care of, but what we've done that was contrary to God, we'll have to give an answer for. Amen. And He said that'll be taken care of. But it'll be worth the wait, because we'll get that put behind us. That won't be remembered no more. It'll be gone. He said, "What'll take place then? It'll be worth the wait, because then we're going to get a robe of righteousness." Amen. God's going to give us a robe of righteousness. Look at Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. In verse 7, He said, "When 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison." And He said, "And shall go out to deceive the nations But he said that's not the best part. Because we see him in, I told you wrong, verse 19, 7 and 8. He said, let us be glad and rejoice. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Amen. His wife has made herself ready. Ready for what? Listen to what he says in verse 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Amen. Clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Amen. So he said, what we're going to receive, it's worth the wait because we're going to receive that robe of righteousness. Amen. That robe of rightness that God's going to give us. Amen. So it'll be worth the wait. We'll get rid of all this stuff so easy besets, and we'll be clothed, we'll be robed with a robe of righteousness. Amen. That robe clean and white. That robe that's undefiled. That robe that allows us to enter in, praise God, unto the supper. Amen. You remember the parable, the story of the king that made a supper? And a man went in without a robe. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, I'm glad we can be glad about it because during the wait, when the wait's over, we go in and we receive our robe of righteousness so we can go in and be welcome at the supper. Amen. I'm looking forward to the supper, ain't you? Amen. That marriage supper of the Lamb. When we'll sit down with the great I Am, praise God, we'll sit down, praise God, in that robe of righteousness. And they'll be able to look around on us and they can tell by our robe that we're supposed to be there. Amen. It'll be worth the wait when we get there. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, won't it be something? Amen. And then not only will you receive that robe of righteousness, and that's going to be good enough. Can you imagine? Can you imagine your mind when all this stuff's taken care of and the Lord says, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. He'd be like the prodigal. They'll take that robe and they'll put upon him. And that you'll step past the Lord. And can you just imagine they come and the angels of glory come with a robe. Praise God. And it's your robe, by the way. Amen. It's your robe of righteousness. And they take that robe and they put that about your shoulder. They clothe you about. Amen. They cover you, praise God, with that robe of His righteousness. Hey, glory. That identifies you as His. That identifies you that you belong. And praise God, when you get to that point, you're going to look back and you say, praise God, it's been worth the wait. Amen. Amen. I'm worthy. I'm worthy to enter in. I've been clothed about. Amen. I've got what I need to get in. Amen. I've made it. I've made it. It was worth the wait. Amen. All the obstacles I faced, everything, it was in my, praise God, it's behind me now. I've made it in. And it was worth the wait. Amen. Can you imagine when they take your robe, Brother Jesse, and wrap it about you? Amen. So here, praise God, I guess in your mind you say, well, I don't deserve this. Amen. But he said, praise God, it's not your righteousness, but it's God. It's Christ's righteousness that we clothe you about with. Amen. You receive your robe, your personal robe. He gives it to you personally. You take it and you get ready to enter in. Amen. You get that robe of righteousness, and then then the last thing right here, I'm going to give you right quickly, and then we'll quit, is that royal presentation. Amen. The royal presentation. You've got there, you've got your robe, and you're ready to go in. You're ready to begin your life, the eternity with the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine it? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 14, he said, know that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Amen. He's the presentation, the royal presentation. When Jesus comes before the throne, praise God, and He comes with the host of heaven. Can you imagine? Can you picture this in your mind? The Lord pulls up there before the throne room of grace and gatekeeper says, who is it? Amen. He said, it's the Lord of hosts. And he opens up that gate. And the Lord of hosts, he said, come on, youngins. And when you look back through there, every one of them is robed in a robe of righteousness. Every one of them. Every one of us. See, listen how Paul words this. He said that knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us, what? With you. Amen. That's where Jesus, he'll gather them around and he'll look up, big smile on his face before the Father. He said, here they are. I haven't lost the one. Amen. He said, they're all here, present and accounted for. Amen. I haven't lost. He ain't lost a one. Boy, I feel sorry for these people who believe that you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. They're pitiful. I'd hate to know that I'd have to pillow my head at night and think that, you know, I might be lost again. But I tell you, if you've truly been born again, got the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, have you, and you're a follower of Christ, Lord God, that's something that can't be taken away from you. Amen. Bless His holy name. The royal presentation. And then in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, 27, he said that he might sanctify us and cleanse it, talking about the church, with the washing of water by the word. Amen. What's he going to do? He's going to take the word of God and clean us up. That's how he cleans. God does a pretty good job of cleaning us, takes the word of God and cleans up. That he might present it, the church, me and you, born again believers. Amen. That he might present it to himself. See, this is a royal presentation. Amen. I'm going to say, it was worth the wait. It'll be worth the wait when we get to heaven. This royal presentation. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, defiled and filthy and dirty. No. He said, with not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. See, it's going to be worth the wait when we get to heaven, we get that robe of righteousness, and He presents us to that royal presentation. And we look at ourselves, we think, boy, I ain't fit to be here. But when the Father looks on us, He's just going to see perfection. Amen. He's going to look on each and every one of us and He's going to say that royal presentation, and He's going to look back across the crowd, back through the host, thousands upon thousands of born-again believers. And He's going to see, all He's going to see is perfection. Amen. Praise God. I can't even imagine the joy that'll come up in our soul. Because when God looks on us, He's going to say, man, you look wonderful. I don't see a fault in any of it. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine the joy that's going to fill your soul when God Almighty, Creator, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ and Creator, and God Jehovah look down on us and they say, I don't find a fault. I can't find anything wrong with any of you. Welcome to the glory of the Lord. Amen. Welcome home. Amen. That royal presentation. I want to say, praise God. We're going to say, you know what? It was worth the wait. It was worth the wait to be here right now. It don't get no better than this. In the presence of a holy and righteous God. In perfect perfection. In righteousness of God. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. You say, well, preacher, I can't do that. Yeah, but He can.
Amen.
Amen. He can. And one of these days, praise God, when that presentation's made, you're going to be holy. Amen. You may not think you can. You may not think you're able, but I want to say God can clean us up. Amen. He can clean you up. He can clean me up. He can make us in the likeness of God. The Word of God will like us. Amen. God will like us. And praise God. He'll say, welcome home, youngins. Boy, it's so good to see you here. It's so good to have you here. Amen. It's so good. I want you to... He said, I want you to just look around a little. See, but I think before then, we're going to have our eyes so fixed on, we ain't going to think about nothing. But He's going to say, after about 1,000 years or more, and we are praising God, magnifying and giving Him glory, we come to ourselves. Amen. We're going to look around there and we're going to see, and God's going to, He said, hey, youngins. He said, why don't you just look around a little bit? Amen. Why don't you just look around a little while? see what you see. And boy, we're going to see. Paul said, he said, I just got a little glimpse in there. He said, I got things, it's so magnificent, I can't even pin her down. Amen. So I can't even, John said, I see things, but I can't even, he said, you can't even write them down, it's so magnificent. And you're going to say, wow, it was worth the wait. All this, it was worth the wait. Amen. We're going to get in. We're going to make it, youngins. Amen. We're going to receive that. We're going to get in. We're going to be a part of that royal presentation. And we're going to be able to say, praise God, and the Lamb forevermore. It was worth the wait. Amen. It'll be worth the wait. Just trust in the Lord. Isaiah says that they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. He said they're going to renew your strength. During the wait, he said, when we get discouraged and we need encouraged, he said, just wait on the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. He said, He'll give you that strength. That when you feel weak, when you feel discouraged, just remember, old preacher told you, it'll be worth the wait. Amen. Stand with me.